Are we not counted of him strangers? For he hath sold us, and hath quite devoured also our money. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him, and cast him into some pit, and we will say, Some evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. And he knew it, and said, It is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. And the seven thin ears devoured the seven rank and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And the thin ears devoured the seven good ears. And I told this unto the magicians, but there was none that could declare it to me. And there went out fire from the Lord, and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah when that company died, what time the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, Are not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? They shall be burnt with hunger, and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, with the poison of serpents of the dust. For the battle was there scattered over the face of all the country, and the wood devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He sent divers sorts of flies among them, which devoured them, and frogs, which destroyed them. For they have devoured Jacob, and laid waste his dwelling place, up all the herbs in their land, and devoured the fruit of their ground. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. In vain have I smitten your children. They receive no correction. Your own sword hath devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. For shame hath devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones, for they are come and have devoured the land and all that is in it, the city and those that dwell therein. Pour out thy fury upon the heathen that know thee not, and upon the families that call not on thy name. For they have eaten up Jacob, and devoured him, and consumed him, and have made his habitation desolate. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity, and they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. All that found them have devoured them. And their adversaries said, We offend not. Because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, even the Lord, the hope of their fathers. Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First the king of Assyria hath devoured him, and last this Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babylon, hath devoured me. He hath crushed me. He hath made me an empty vessel. He hath swallowed me up like a dragon. He hath filled his belly with my delicates. He hath cast me out. The Lord hath accomplished his fury. He hath poured out his fierce anger, and hath kindled a fire in Zion, and it hath devoured the foundations thereof. Behold, when it was whole, it was meet for no work. How much less shall it be meet yet for any work, when the fire hath devoured it, and it is burned? Moreover, thou hast taken thy sons and thy daughters, whom thou hast borne unto me, and these hast thou sacrificed unto them to be devoured. Is this of thy whoredoms a small matter? And she brought up one of her whelps. It became a young lion, and it learned to catch the prey. it devoured men. And he went up and down among the lions, he became a young lion, and learned to catch the prey, and devoured men. And fire is gone out of a rod of her branches, which hath devoured her fruit, so that she hath no strong rod to be a scepter to rule. This is a lamentation, and shall be for a lamentation. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. They have devoured souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. And I will set my jealousy against thee, and they shall deal furiously with thee. They shall take away thy nose and thine ears, and thy remnant shall fall by the sword. They shall take thy sons and thy daughters, and thy residue shall be devoured by the fire. Say thou thus unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, As I live, surely they that are in the waste shall fall by the sword, and him that is in the open field will I give to the beast to be devoured, and they that be in the forts and in the caves shall die of the pestilence. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands and the people that is with thee. I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, unto the beasts of the field to be devoured. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, and his nails of brass, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped a residue with his feet. They are all hot as an oven, and have devoured their judges. All their kings are fallen. There is none among them that calleth unto me. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knoweth it not. Yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knoweth not. O Lord, to thee will I cry, for the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame hath burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field cry also unto thee, for the rivers of waters are dried up, and the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness. I have smitten you with blasting and mildew. When your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased, the palmer worm devoured them. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me. And behold, the Lord God called to contend by fire, and it devoured the great deep, and did eat up a part. For while they be folded together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunkards, they shall be devoured as stubble fully dry. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. Therefore wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey, for my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Behold, the Lord will cast her out, and he will smite her power in the sea, and she shall be devoured with fire. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. And it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf, with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.